Hey, hey, people of Earth, it's time to enter the Spoilerverse via our secret portal at the exclusive Arctic Club in beautiful downtown Seattle with our hosts, John and Kenrick and Casey. Welcome to Spoiler Country.
Hey, if you're listening to our show for the first time and you're on one of the social medias that we're on, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any of those kinds of things, you should always check us out on Spoilerverse.com. But if you want to keep up with our latest episodes, you should bring out your smartphone, get into your favorite podcatcher, find Spoiler Country, and hit subscribe. Then you'll get all our new stuff.
And if you want to reach out to us, you can do that in two ways. You can call us, leave us a voicemail at 707-656-2080. Again, 707-656-2080. Or you can shoot us an email at spoilercountry@gmail.com.
Kickstarter lovers, comic book readers, welcome back to Spoiler Country. I'm Kenneth Regan. That is the infallible Mr. Horsley. And today on the show, well, it's Doug Wood, isn't it?
It is, man. He comes on, talks with Casey about his new anthology book called Big Hype, which is an anthology of stories that is kind of cool because he takes not only up-and-coming creators from the world of comics, like indie people, he also includes people who've been published by the big two and are named. So you have named creators as well as up-and-coming people who just have one or two stories out there, or maybe no stories out there, in anthology that tells you a lot of fun stories. And it's we'll have links in the show notes for it in the Kickstarter and to go to the page, look at it. But it looks like a lot of fun, and Casey and him had a really good chat.
There you go. Well, why don't we just sit back, relax, and listen to Casey and Doug in their own words.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody, welcome again to another episode of Spoiler Country. Today on the show, we have writer Doug A. Wood. Doug has most recently been doing the Ultramax comic, the Leap In comic from Action Labs, and right now he's promoting his Big Hype project on Kickstarter. And Big Hype, if you aren't aware, Big Hype is a massive anthology that he's gotten so many amazing people involved with. I'm going to shut up about it and let him tell you about it himself.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Dude, I'm so glad to finally get you on the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's start off with, who's Doug Wood?
Okay. I'm a disabled writer. I'm living in Peculiar, Missouri. I've been writing comics for, I want to say like 10 years at this point. But I didn't get really serious and started until I joined the Comics Jam about a couple years back ago. And that just really kind of went back to the basic level and started learning how to write again and start creating again. And, you know, starting at one page per week, trying to get things done. And I don't know, that's just where I've started and where I'm going right now.
The journey of a million miles begins with one step.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, you not only did you hit the ground running, I mean, you have accomplished a ton just in the past year. I'm always been impressed with what you've accomplished, and here recently, man, it's like, oh my God. So, tell us what made you want to do this anthology?
Thank you, by the way. Let's see. Well, I kept having conversations with comic creators where they're saying the industry needs to be doing something else, that we need to be doing something more. And time again, people were saying, look at what manga's doing. Look what comics in Japan are doing. And, I know a lot of the younger comic creators got in manga, and that's where they fell in love with telling stories, you know, sequentially. And I said, well, if people keep talking about this thing, I'll do it. I'm going to try. And just goofing around, I started cold DMing big name creators, and people said yes, because it was, hey, would you, as a big name creator, come anchor this book we'll get you to do like a 20-page story. We're going to get some young creators, some new up-and-coming creators that maybe haven't got their shot. And they come and tell some stories alongside of you, and let's see how it goes. You own everything that you create here. I don't keep anything. So if you finish, you know, if you finish up with this Kickstarter and it's successful, and if you want to spin off on your own Kickstarter, or if you want to go pitch it to a publisher and get your own series up and running, hey, that's what I would love to see. So that was the idea. It was just this weird, hey, nobody's doing this. Everybody's talking about it. Let's just do it.
And you've, not only do you get a lot of, you know, big name creators on here, you've kind of married those talents with people who are just starting out and not as well known, but not at all. You've done a good job of marrying these talents with people who might be kind of new to the game.
Yeah.
So that it's pretty fantastic. What was your inspiration behind that?
So working with you in the Comics Jam, there were so many great creators there that were, you know, making deadlines, were showing their stuff. There were so many impressive people with skills that were just like, that's all they were doing. And I just said, hey, if this is going, I want to reach out to those guys. And these folks have just proven that they can do it. So why not give them a shot in front of a bigger audience? And so I just said, hey, would you be willing to draw these? And that's what's happened. And I've been happy that they get to have that spotlight that I was hoping they'd get to have.
And I love that you've been able to utilize that and get them out there, because that's one thing that I've always wrestled with the jam, is that I know exactly, you know, the crazy amount of talent we have, and that's as big of an arena I can get to display that talent. Like, right. That's as far as I can really take it without doing something like a, you know, a book or a Kickstarter like that. And you've taken it to the next level and really hopefully given a really good showcase.
I hope all these people get more connections, more chances to show their stuff, because there's so many good, you know, creators. Maximilian Morrissey,
He's amazing.
He should be drawing some of the theme because he's so impressive. My friend Sam Prowse, he's been doing stuff in the jam for the last couple of years now too, and I was happy to pair both of them up with Eric Palki, who's making a name himself. He's doing books for Scout. He's doing stuff for I think AWA, and it's just like, I'm hoping that people will say, hey, I want to go see Eric's stuff, and they'll see these two artists and say, oh wow, let's get them on more books.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I'm super stoked for this book, and it's a thick book. I mean, you could stop a burglar with this book. It's huge. How many pages is this book?
So there's 300 pages of comics in it. I already have it all printed out. I have samples already. I have 3 samples, in fact, and they look great. And I'm ready just to send them to the printer. We're so close. We only have $300 left to go. So, I mean, it's going to be funded, and we're going to have people happy with the book, I think.
Dude, people are going to love it. And I'm being completely honest. I saw you flipping the GIF you made of you flipping through the book. And as somebody who also has a Kickstarter going on right now, I got so fucking jealous. I was like, oh, I want one of those. So, dude, it's so impressive. And this is going to be an ongoing thing, correct? But you're wanting to do more of these eventually.
I would like to. I can't promise anything. Just depends on if I can get more pros, the level of interest and stuff like that. But I've had a lot of people saying, hey, in my DM saying, hey, keep me in mind. So we'll see how it goes.
Dude, I'm super stoked. So this Kickstarter, when does it run to?
It should be going till March 17th or 18th. I think the 17th is the last day.
Nice, nice. And tell me a little bit, tell me about the stretch goals that you have for it.
So this is going to sound crazy, but there are no stretch goals. What my plan is, any dollar we make after our goal goes to paying the artist and paying the creators. So I keep $0 of what we make past the goal, and make me pay the creators more money, please. I'll keep nothing. If we make 20, we make 50, we make whatever money we make, I don't keep a cent of it, and it goes to the creators. So just, I want to pay them all.
That's what I wanted to get out of you. I think that is badass what you're doing. And it's, not only is it something, it's kind of showing that, oh, I believe in this, but you have integrity, so much integrity, and you're backing it up big time, man. I'm super stoked about this. You guys, right now, as it stands, $5,662.
we got some more money. Thanks.
Yeah. The goal is 6,000. You have 204 backers with 24 days to go. You guys got this in the bag, and your contributors are going to get some dough. So that's amazing.
I'm happy. So my first Kickstarter was just back in October, and I was so excited. We made the goal with 15 days to go. This time it looks like we're going to make it after 6 to 7 days. I mean, that's of doing this. So I'm so happy that I'm getting an audience. I'm getting, expanding and stuff like that. So it's really cool.
That's awesome. Do you have anything planned for after this Kickstarter? Like, what do you have coming up?
Mostly stuff right now is
take a nap.
The pitching stages. I've been invited to pitch some stuff to some publishers, and I've gotten some notes back and trying to do revisions and waiting to hear back from. So it's just basically in a waiting pattern. I know people say, just do your own thing. And it's like, yeah, I will. But having the money up front to pay the creators sometimes is not easy. I'm a disabled veteran, so
not at all.
I don't have the money to constantly fund things. So I'm trying to get some of the other people to fund some of the cool stuff I've got going. Maybe they'll see this and say, yeah, this guy's worth it.
Yeah. And you doing this, you're putting yourself out there to where you're making a seat at the table for your own damn self.
And
it's telling about, what you're willing to do to get it done. And, I don't think that anybody could look down at that or look at you and go like, I don't know if he's ready yet. Nah, dude, you're ready. You're so ready that you're making it happen yourself. So
thank you.
I'm stoked about that.
And I'm excited about your Kickstarter, man. I'm trying to, spread the word as much as possible.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to put you in the next update again, because I was so excited. You let me see sneak peeks before it even was drawn. You let me have sneak peeks as it was being drawn. I was so happy when you made 100%. I was like, yes, I knew this was going to be, and I'm just so happy that you could do that.
I'm very excited about it, but it's getting there, and I'm ready for this Kickstarter to be over with. But what have you learned in doing this? Because you kind of had to wear the editor's hat, or not kind of, you had to wear the editor hat.
Right.
What did you learn from doing this whole thing? Because this is an undertaking.
Sure. Oh, man. One of the big things is, okay, so I spoke with a lot of artists. You say, how long in the ideal world, how long would you need to draw 20 pages or whatever it is, And I kept hearing back and back, 3 months is good. 3 months is good. And then reality sets in, like, 3 months is good, but how about 5 months is actually better for a lot of people. So make sure that you don't go with the minimum comfort zone if you're doing something like this. try to expand and give your creators time. I don't like to crunch. I don't like to force things that are not, you know, I'm just like a kind of a softie. So I waited as long as I could to cut off everybody that couldn't make it. We only had one creator that didn't make it in. So I was pretty excited about that too.
That's one thing I learned during the jam is like a lot of the people that, you know, worked with within the jam, that wasn't their day. That's not their day job.
Right.
Like they have to go to work every day and then they come home and this is what they're able to do in their spare time. And being able to be a little bit lax and forgiving about deadlines and stuff is and just going, hey, I want the best that you can do. I need to get it eventually, but I
know. Right. I'm sure you can talk to that too, where it's like, okay. So I ended up soliciting like 12 to 13 other editors with me.
So yeah. It's a big learning curve. You think, what's the most valuable piece of information that you've learned in this process?
Know when to delegate to the other people that you're working with. And know when you need to take it upon yourself to seek out the creator and figure out what the timeline is. There's an issue with trying to learn how to micromanage, and there's times to learn how to, you know, say, hey, the other people who are working with you can handle it. Just, you know, it was a learning curve, but I'm hoping if we do a second thing, I don't have, they can all trust me to do better.
No, man, I mean, anytime somebody does something like this, it is a feat in and unto itself. And a nearly Sisyphean task. And you've pulled it off and it's gonna fund. And I'm over the moon about it, man. Especially just knowing that we have so many jammers in there as well. So, Doug, I'm super excited for what you're doing, buddy.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to talk about before I let you go? Because I know you got you got family duties.
Yeah. I just really appreciate everybody that's back and spread the word about this thing. You know, it was a crazy idea in the beginning. I appreciate all the creators that got on board too. It's just like, who's this guy? He has no experience. Basically, he wants to run this. At the time, I said 400 pages. We ended up getting 300, but still, it's massive.
Fucking massive.
Yeah, and so it's just like I just appreciate everybody, you know, understanding that there was a reason for this, and there was a market for this, and I wasn't this like weirdo. So
you are, but. Made a book. So, dude, again, I'm excited for you, and I can't wait to read it. Well, I mean, I've read it. I can't wait to hold it in my hands.
Yes.
So, all right, Doug, take it easy, brother.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll get this up, like, hopefully next week. Okay. And I will make a big stink about it and post it out on our various social media feeds.
Okay.
And also, don't be a stranger, man. Okay. Next project you have, let us know. We'll get you back on. And just also, I miss you. I won't talk to you.
Okay.
Right, take it easy, brother.
I'm trying to get in more, but I just was trying to finish this thing up. So
you got hopefully. A baby. I know how it is. Take it easy, brother.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And we're back.
That's right. We are back. Back in the saddle again. Well, I hope you guys really, really enjoyed that as much as we did making it for you. And if you like what you heard and you want to hear more, you got to go check out spoilerverse.com, because at spoilerverse.com, we have a plethora. Plethora is such a snobbish word.
I like it, though.
It's
a good word.
We have an obscene amount of interviews with amazing directors and artists of all walks of life and editors and writers. And oh my God, are you a lover of comic books like we are? And then there's so many amazing people from the comic book world over at spoilerverse.com. And I highly implore you to go there and check it out.
Yeah, and while you're there, you can check out all the other podcasts on our network, like Bridges of the Geekdoms and Funny Book Forensics and Haphazard Adventures and Nerds from the Crypt and so many more.
Misery Point Radio.
Episodes all the time. Misery Point Radio has got a ton of great stuff out there. Go check all of them out. And check out all of the reviews and previews and articles we have going up every single day for you, every day on spoilerverse.com for you to check out, to read, and to love, and to like, and to comment. We have a store link. You want to help support the site? You can do it two ways. One, go to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/spoilercountry, or go to our store link in the middle of the site there and get a t-shirt, a face mask, a hoodie, something. Look fly as hell and help support the site when you do that, because we get a dollar or two. And, you know, maybe you want to talk to us. If you do, you can do it, you know, obviously on all the socials, but if you go to scpod.us/discord, you can join our public Discord server and come chat with us all day long.
I couldn't say it better myself, dude.
There you go.
You just mouthed out a ton of information at once. And really, I hope you guys enjoy what you're hearing, because we're working our butts off to bring it to you.
We are.
I guess there's only one left thing. One left thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with it. There's only one left thing left to do.
What's that?
In an oceans of podcasts, we are Cthulhu. As Cthulhu compels you to do. Open the mind.
And
even more.